Richland Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of brokered ceasefire talks wrapping up in Doha. The delegation signaled that they would resume talks next week in Cairo and are inching closer to finalizing a deal to end the war and secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. At the White House, President Biden telling reporters he's optimistic.
We're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago. So keep your fingers crossed.
The WHO and UNICEF say a humanitarian pause in fighting is critical to help distribute polio vaccines in Gaza. In Florida, the jury has begun deliberations in the trial of Susan Lawrence, the white woman charged in the fatal shooting of her black neighbor, Ajika Owens, in June 2023. Owens walked up to Lorenz's door over a dispute and was shot through the closed door. Ernesto on the move and targeting Bermuda as a Category 2 hurricane. Residents in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands still cleaning up. This is ABC News. Ukraine has set up what it calls its first military office inside Russian territory. Kyiv now controls dozens of small settlements in Russia's Kursk region, up to 21 miles across the border. And in North Carolina, an escaped child killer, Ramon Alston, is now back in custody.
Alston checked into the hotel Wednesday with a female companion. A hotel employee spotted him wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
I seen him a few times and, you know, just nodded, said hello, and, you know, they probably came, asked a couple of questions or something, like towels or something like that, but I didn't have any red flags or anything like that.
Alston and the woman checked out the next day. Shortly after his arrest, Alston's female acquaintance, Jacobia Crisp, also arrested and now charged with felony aiding and abetting a fugitive.
ABC's Faith Abube. On Wall Street, stocks are up after rallying to near record highs on Thursday thanks to positive government data. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy skies, warm and muggy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon with a high near 80. Tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm early, variably cloudy with a low of 63. And Saturday, a few breaks of sunshine, isolated showers or thunderstorms still possible with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 79 degrees.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center, 9 minutes past 12 o'clock. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Seniors on Medicare can expect to save big on 10 drugs after the Biden administration negotiated prices down. Senator Tammy Baldwin says they include heart meds that up until now could cost up to $6,000 a year.
Now Wisconsin seniors will save nearly $300 per month at the pharmacy counter, with the new price of the drug slashed by 56%.
Overall, nationwide out-of-pocket savings for people on Medicare could reach $1.5 billion. A task force charged with solving Wisconsin's health care worker shortage is putting the finishing touches on its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include ways to keep people in the health care field, as well as full-ride apprenticeships to train new workers.
Full-time benefits, full-time wages, they're going to be able to graduate with a nursing degree with no debt.
The task force recommendations will be part of Governor Evers' budget proposal next spring. Young people can get free help to reduce or quit vaping. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line has expanded its text-based live vape-free program to include young adults ages 18 to 26. The program will provide people over age 18 with 2 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy if medically eligible. Oshkosh schools are not adopting a new federal rules for transgendered kids in local schools. The city's school district Wednesday night was deadlocked on the rules, which extend protections to trans kids, but would also require more training and even changing the rules for field trips. Oshkosh School's Director of Business Services says the decision could cost the district millions of dollars, but the district's lawyer says the chances of that happening are small. The Oshkosh board could take another look at the rules in the future. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%. That's a little higher than 2.9 in June, but it's still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue released its annual Equalized Values Report. The report shows Wisconsin's total statewide equalized property value as of January 1, 2024, was $907 billion, an 8% increase over the prior year. Growth occurred in all property classes and was led by residential and commercial property. Equalized values are based on data from January 1, 2023 to December 31, 2023. Equalized values are calculated annually and used to ensure statewide fairness and equity in property tax distribution. The equalized value represents an estimate of a taxation district's total taxable value and provides for the fair appointment of school district and county levies to each municipality. However, changes in equalized value do not necessarily translate into a change in property taxes. A First Amendment challenge to Wisconsin's personalized license plate restrictions. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is asking a judge to strike down the state law that allows the DMV to ban license plates that are deemed objectionable. The group's lawyers say people have a First Amendment right to personalize their license plate. The case stems from a man who wanted a license plate that read RD space RRAGE, standing for Road Rage. The DMV allowed him to get the plate back in 2003, but later denied his request. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approves the 2023-2024 Elk Management Plan. The DNR says the plan will guide management at a statewide level to ensure a healthy, robust, and sustainable elk population. Key updates include creating one continuous elk hunting season, expanding the boundaries of elk management zones, and establishing hunting units within and adjacent to elk management zones. According to the DNR, Wisconsin's elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season. Elk herds reside in northern and central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the beginning of surveys to track smooth green snake populations in the state. Surveys will be conducted at select sites across the species range in partnership with student volunteers in the Forest and Wildlife Ecology Department at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the College of Natural Resources and Department of Biology at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. The goal of the survey is to get baseline data on several green snake populations to detect future declines should they take place. Protocols for these surveys have been developed with input from Allison Sacerdote-Villette of the Chicago Academy of Sciences, Peggy Notbart, Nature Museum, a nationally recognized expert on smooth green snakes. While this snake is considered common in Wisconsin, it's a regional species of greatest conservation need. Species of greatest conservation need are those with low and declining populations and in need of conservation action. The smooth green snake is one of Wisconsin's 21 snake species and is non-venomous and quite docile. Its vibrant green color makes it easy to identify, although buff-colored individuals may be found in central Wisconsin. No matter the adult color, the young are olive green upon hatching. Smooth green snakes frequent prairies, oak savannas, bracken grasslands, open areas and pine barrens, and grassy areas along forest edges. Green snakes feed on insects, grubs, and worms. Avoid using pesticides and insecticides that harm the smooth green snake and its food. For more information on the snakes of Wisconsin, visit the DNR's Herps of Wisconsin webpage. Governor Tony Evers is urging a federal judge not to make any changes at Wisconsin's youth prison after a counselor was killed during a fight there. Pressure has been mounting to give Lincoln Hills Copper Lake school staff more leeway in punishing incarcerated children since a 16-year-old boy was accused of killing counselor Corey Prolix during a fistfight in June. But a 2018 federal consent decree restricts the actions counselors can take against youth incarcerated at the facility. Republican lawmakers have been pressuring Department of Corrections officials to ask a federal judge in Madison to ease the restrictions. Evers sent a letter to the judge Wednesday urging him to reject any GOP request to revise the decree, saying conditions at the prison have been improving overall. A Wisconsin jury has convicted a man in the shootings of three men whose bodies were found outside a quarry. The La Crosse Tribune reports that 37-year-old Naya Teo was found guilty Tuesday of three counts of intentional first-degree homicide and one count of felon in possession of a firearm. Teo and another man were charged in the July 2021 slayings of Peng Lor and Nemo Yang, both 24 and 24-year-old Trevor Maloney. Prosecutors said the other man thought at least one of the three victims had stolen $600 from him. Cross County Sheriff John Siegel said Tuesday's verdict closes the door on a horrific crime. A man accused of hate crimes for disrupting a UW-Madison student meeting last fall has been formally charged. 20-year-old Lucas Nowak faces four charges, including making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon. He is accused of being one of three men who entered the Humanities Building in November of 2023 and threatened the participants inside. All three were quickly identified with the help of the FBI and tips from the community. None of them were UW-Madison students or staff. Nowak is banned from the campus as part of his bail agreement. It's 79 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. The Richland County Fair has a message for all lactating dairy cattle exhibitors. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound, Smithfield picnic hams 99 cents a pound, bone-in pork loin roast 99 cents a pound, Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites meat lovers $3.50 a pound, Cedar Crest ice cream 1.5 quart $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 79 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1221. H5 bird flu is widespread in wild birds worldwide and is causing outbreaks in poultry and U.S. dairy cows, with several recent human cases in U.S. dairy and poultry workers. While the current public health risk is low, the CDC is watching the situation carefully and working with states to monitor people with animal exposures. Many county fairs are also monitoring the situation to judge whether they will allow lactating dairy cattle on the grounds. Richland County Fair officials made a decision yesterday to not allow them. Lyrica Marks is the Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator.
We've been trying to focus on how to limit the spread of it. And it's been up for debate whether or not we were going to allow lactating dairy cattle at the fair this year or not. And it has been decided that we will not be allowing them at the fair this year, just for safety reasons.
However, the Richland County Fair will offer a virtual dairy event.
We will have our superintendent of the dairy cattle going around with a photographer to take pictures of each person's animal that they want to show, to allow them to still be able to partake in that and allow all of the people who are coming to the fair for those reasons to still have that to enjoy.
Dairy exhibitors may also enter a substitute.
If one of our exhibitors did sign up to have a lactating dairy cattle, we will allow them to substitute another animal so they still have that experience to show. But we just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware. If anybody was particularly wanting to come to see those, we want them to know that they will still be able to see them in a way, but that they will not be there in person for safety reasons.
This decision to not allow exhibits of this nature pertains to lactating dairy cattle only.
If it's lactating beef cattle, we will still allow them. If it's a dry cattle, then we will still allow it, specifically the lactating dairy cattle.
Those wishing to make a substitution for their lactating dairy entry are required to contact the Richland County Fair office by this Tuesday. All remaining cows to be exhibited at the Richland County Fair will need to be brought to the fairgrounds Wednesday, September 4th, between 10 and 4. The Greater Richland Chamber will host its monthly night market tonight from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot. Enjoy local vendors, live music by Ann Christopher, food trucks, Los Amigos and Capel's Cuisine, and an evening of community fun. It's Wild West Days in Viroqua. Today through Sunday, enjoy a variety of entertainment, food, and refreshments. Events will kick off tonight with the Richard Seide Memorial Family Horse Pull beginning at 5, and singer Bree Morgan will entertain at 9. Cost of admission is $5. Ranch Rodeo preliminaries will begin tomorrow morning at 9, with the grounds opening at 10. Other activities tomorrow include hog wrestling at 1, a costume contest at 3, the stock dog livestock handling demonstration at 5:30, mutton bustin' at 6, Hell on Hoofs Ranch Rodeo, Bulls and Barrels at 7, and the Pie City Twisters Band entertaining at 9. Weekend passes to Wild West Days are available for $30 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. The price includes the rodeo and Pie City Twisters Band Saturday night. Day passes are available for $5 for those 13 and up and $4 for those 6 to 12. A family pass is also available for $20, which includes 2 adults and 2 children. The cost of admission to the rodeo Saturday is $15 for adults and $7 for those 12 and under. This cost includes the Pie City Twisters Band Saturday night. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday at Veterans Park in Spring Green. WRCO intern Michael Hernan has more.
The For Pete's Sake Day in the park offers a lot of things to do throughout the day. Here's Todd Miller on the morning.
Registration is available at 8 a.m. And of course, you can go online at any time and register as well. But the rum walk and the ride take off at 9 a.m. The pickleball tournament goes for a while.
There will be food and beverage available as well as a children's area.
Music starts at 11. The food will be available at around 11. The Lions take care of preparing that. The KCs take care of beverages. But anyway, we have a brownie stand. We've got a kids area, which is very popular, and we're upgrading that this year. So Cardinal was very generous in helping to sponsor that. And we have a new volunteer who's organizing it. So you pay $5 for a wristband and your kid can participate in everything that's in there. And we've lowered the price partly because of Culver's. But essentially, parents can sit down and relax and their kids can have fun and everybody's happy.
You are invited to come join the cakewalk.
There is a cakewalk where people have donated baked goods, and that's been very popular.
At the end of the day, the raffles will be drawn, and there will be speeches as well.
The raffle has a number of different prizes. Tickets will be on sale until 5 p.m. that day, and we will do a raffle drawing by 5:30, but we kind of mix the speeches in with the raffle drawing. We have a silent auction, which has a variety of items. They generally come in the last few days. So that'll cut off at 4:30, so people will be able to pick up their stuff and pay for it, and then still sit down and enjoy the speeches and the raffle drawing.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Muscadet Utilities will be flushing hydrants Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday throughout the village, beginning early in the morning. Customers may experience isolated cases of discolored water and should postpone doing laundry on these dates. If you experience discoloration in your water, you are urged to flush your building and home's water system. Today's winners of $500 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 1041 and Joe Durst of Lone Rock on ticket number 1658. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 79 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, the 16th of August. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsborough, died August 7th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Survivors of Bob Watson include his brother-in-law, William and Carol Franck of Kendall, sister-in-law, Diane Franck and Jim Moore of Toma, niece and nephews, Robert J., Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsborough. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Phil Phippen is survived by his wife, Kay, five children, Kim and Steve Gartner, Colleen Zimmerman and Todd Schneider, Debbie Murphy, John and Stacy Phippen, and Anson and Danny Staver, 11 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Frank Phippen, father-in-law, Clarence Taplin, brothers-in-law, Kent Taplin, Richard and Millie Taplin, Ken and Donna Kurtz, and Daniel Kurtz, sisters-in-law, Joanne Phippen, Carol Taplin, Patty Kurtz and Cynthia Kurtz, and many other relatives and friends. Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., two daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, Ohio. Grandchildren, a brother, David B., brother-in-laws, Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles R., Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio. Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82 of Woodman, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Haney Ridge Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Monday from 9 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Larry Wayne Sr. is survived by his wife of 64 years, Maxine, a son, Doug and Fanetta Wayne of Woodman, five grandchildren, mother-in-law, Juanita Smith of Boscobel, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82, of Woodman. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday, August 31st from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell is survived by her son, Scott and Elizabeth Blackwell, three granddaughters, and many other relatives and friends. Sherry Blackwell, 83 of Grand Junction, Colorado. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River, died last Friday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, September 7th at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Steiner is survived by three daughters, Mary and Ron Troxel of Beloit, Phyllis Razick of Boscobel, and Lyndon Edward Chitwood of Blue River. Eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, and her sister-in-law, Janice Gobin of Platteville. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jacob and Jasmine Lundgren, Vern and Gloria Geishert, Jason and Lindsay Luxton, Henry and Darcy Bunce, and Dan and Melody Wessels. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's a very humid day across the upper Midwest, and we're watching a low pressure system centered over northern Wisconsin. Energy swirling around that has been causing a few pockets of showers and storms, mainly over Lake Michigan, over parts of north central Wisconsin, parts of upper Michigan, and also near the Twin Cities. We'll likely see some of these spread across our listening area this afternoon. Some of them could be a little bit heavy with some downpours and gusty winds over 35 miles an hour, and possibly some small hail, so be prepared to move indoors when they come blowing through. Things should quiet down tonight and early tomorrow, but the storm system will still be close enough to us over Michigan that we could still have a couple of spotty showers kick up through the day on Saturday. Then generally dry weather expected Sunday through much of next week, with nice temperatures, could be a fairly significant warming trend toward the following weekend. Here's a forecast for the rest of today, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing with highs around 80, southwest to west wind near 10. Tonight, maybe a shower early, then variably cloudy, low 63. Tomorrow, breaks of sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm still possible, high at 77, northwest wind 10 to 15. And tomorrow night, any showers moving away early, then partly cloudy, low 60. Sunday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high near 80, north wind 10 to 15. As we head into Monday, some beautiful weather, sunshine and lower humidity, low 54, high of 80. Tuesday, little change. We'll see mostly sunny skies, low 54, high of 80. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 81. And next Thursday, partly cloudy, warmer than normal as temperatures inch up to about 83 degrees. Have yourself a great afternoon. Again, expect a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 79 degrees in Richland Center. Our high yesterday was 74. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 79. The record high for this date set in 1988 is 101. The record low, 44, was set in 1992. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 56. Sunset tonight will be at 8:03 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:09. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 29.76. Relative humidity is 70% and no precipitation to report. Currently, it is partly sunny and 79 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How a USDA grant program helped a small meat processor in Wisconsin expand operations. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Excavation was scheduled to begin this week to expand J.M. Watkins Meats and Meat Processing in Plum City in West Central Wisconsin, thanks to a grant from the USDA Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. Owner Brandon Clare.
We're thinking right now it would probably be another five or six full-time employees because our building that we're in is 124 years old. It was really never set up for a meat locker. So just with the employees we have in a new efficient building, we could probably cut an extra five beef a week.
Claire says customers can barely squeeze into the store now, but that'll change.
Our retail is about 6 feet wide by about 12 feet long. Our new retail will be about 20 by 40, and we're going to have a drive-through for people to pick up fresh meat.
Claire is looking forward to offering additional services, too, when construction finishes.
We're floating around some ideas of maybe a restaurant, maybe a commercial kitchen that you could rent out if you had projects that you wanted to do but you needed a commercial kitchen. We do have a fair amount of cold storage, so that would be beneficial. And there's been talk about maybe cutting deer in that building during the deer hunting season.
The program was designed by USDA Rural Development to encourage competition and sustainable growth in the U.S. meat processing sector while enhancing supply chain resiliency. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above-ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Chemist at Cross Plains Solutions developed a firefighting foam using soybean flour that was released to the market in March. Firefighters and farmers are in Eau Claire, Wisconsin to see how well the foam works. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Craig Cruz with the Watertown, South Dakota Fire Department tells Brownfield his city has dealt with PFAS contamination and they were quick to test the environmentally safe soybean-based foam.
And the testing that we did faced head-to-head with each one, we were very impressed with the soy foam, and that's what brought us out here to be able to see this in a bigger demonstration.
Cruz says for Watertown, switching to soy foam made sense on many levels.
When the farmers do well, our city does well, so for us to find a product that bridges the gap of firefighting and helping the ag community is something that we're very interested in.
Farmer Justin Bowers on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
A lot of our firefighters in our local communities are farmers, and if we can get that forever chemical, at least one or more forever chemical out of something that they're using, it feels really good to us because we know cancer is one of the leading deaths for firefighters, and if we can get one of those chemicals away from them, that'd be great.
From Chippewa Valley Technical College's Fire Safety Training Center, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
A member of the U.S. House Ag Committee says his constituents need a modernized farm bill. Illinois Democrat Eric Sorensen says it was the top topic of conversation during his visit to the Illinois State Fair.
The reference price problem that we have, that was one thing that was hot on people's minds. And then also the big question, are we going to get a farm bill? What is the holdup?
Sorensen tells Brownfield the legislation needs to be brought to the floor to further negotiations. Farm stress is intensifying amid weather challenges and low commodity prices. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp has more from the Iowa State Fair.
Aaron Putzi with the Iowa Soybean Association says the fair is a great opportunity to connect.
The farmers that I bump into here out at the fair, one of the first things I ask is, how are you doing? There's no reason to beat around the bush or to avoid the conversation. I like to ask. First of all, I want to acknowledge. Second of all, I want to understand, you know, what they're going through.
He tells Brownfield ISA is drawing attention to farmer mental health.
So that people do seek out resources. But I think more than that, it's just all of us just being human and having those conversations, recognizing that this is a challenging time.
From Des Moines, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Deere & Company has reported a net income of more than $1.7 billion for the third quarter of this year, a decline from 2023, but better than expectations. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Ader's is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is underway and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Reports. There's another light round of direct cash cattle business taking place. Live deals in the South are at $185. That's $1 to $2 below the previous week's business. There's also been some deals reported in the North at $190 live, $2 to $3 below the previous week's business. This follows light trade on Thursday, where dress deals were marked at $298, $6 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Asking prices for what's left on show lists are at $187 to $188 live, but still haven't been fully established in the North. Look for more business to develop before the end of the day. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 59 cents at $317.53. Select is $1.05 higher at $303.08. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, feeder steers and heifers, 725 to 950 pounds were steady to $2 lower. Front end steers and heifers were steady to $2 higher. There weren't enough steers and heifers, 400 to 725 pounds, for an accurate market test. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 800 to 848 pounds, brought $240 to $250. Feeder steers, 863 to 899 pounds, brought $234.50 to $249.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 772 to 798 pounds, brought $230 to $240.75. Cash hogs are lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market really has had a solid week of business. It's likely processors have needed numbers on hand and could very easily back off procurement efforts to finish out the week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, helping provide some price support, and the industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 251 with a weighted average of 82.60. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $69. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $51 to $63. Barrels and gilts are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were lower at midday, down 95 cents at $98.92. Bellies were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. Development weather continues to look generally favorable in much of the region. The recent drop in price has led to at least some improvement in new crop export demand. September beans are down 11 and 3 quarters at 939 and 3 quarters. November's down 10 and 3 quarters at 957 and 3 quarters. September bean meal's $4.70 lower at 303.20. September soybean oil's 14 points higher at 39.61. Corn's down, monitoring late development conditions with the trade expecting a record yield and a large crop. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be solid. September's down 4 at 371. December corn's 4 lower at 393. And it's been an up-and-down day for wheat, currently up. Some near-term spring wheat harvest delays are probable in the northern U.S. plains and Canada. New crop export demand's good and could improve further due to world weather issues. September Chicago's up 3 and a quarter at 531 and a quarter. September Kansas City's 4 and a quarter higher at 541 and a quarter. September Minneapolis is up 6 and a quarter at 592 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply, pressured by the week's direct business. Live sales range from $1 to $3 lower than a week ago, with dress business down 6. October live's $2.15 lower at $178.60. December's $2.35 lower at $178.27. September feeders are down $3.87 at $239.80. October's down $4.75 at $236.15. And on profit taking, along with cash and wholesale pressure, October hogs are down $1.62 at $74.87. December leans $1.37 lower at $66.85. The Dow's up a little more than 110 points. Crude oil's down and the dollar's weak. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim Talk Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week, large squares stopped at $200 a ton and large rounds stopped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. For more information, call 608-723-4020 or to view, go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Packing healthy snacks safely. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Finding healthy back-to-school snacks can be a challenge, especially if you're relying on cooler packs to keep things cool all day long. Jesus Garcia, a public information officer with the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, says there are several healthy snacks that actually don't require refrigeration,
which include whole fruits and vegetables, hard cheese, canned meat and fish, chips, bread, crackers, jellies, beef jerky, and pickles. These items, you can put them in your lunch bag, and these are items that could be snacked on all day long.
But if those snacks that you pack do require refrigeration, Garcia tells Brownfield.
Another item to include is a gel pack. A frozen gel pack will keep your insulated bag chilled. The goal is to keep your bag at 40 degrees or under.
Not only do healthy snacks send a healthy blood supply to your brain, it can help keep your kids focused and alert. Healthy snacks also help get those important nutrients and can add more nutrients to your diet, especially if your kid's a picky eater. It's also important in physical and cognitive development, such as bone development and brain function. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for classic rock and roll of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on WRCO FM 100.9 Saturday night, also on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. This time we'll fly back to the year of 1964. Some hot summertime tunes, and we'll be taking your requests as well from all of the decades that we play. So join us Saturday night for some radio mischief. We call those were the days. Sponsored in part by Joan Chevrolet of Richland Center, along with Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Inspired Innovation Salon. Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Hunter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, proud to sponsor Those Were the Days. We've been rocking and rolling the hills of Southwest Wisconsin since 1986. We'll talk to you Saturday night with classic rock and roll. WRC.